It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah, we're not afraid here on Declare Your Independence from Mayor Ernest Hancock in the beautiful studios of Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com here in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, where it's starting to get a little warm. But it's not as hot as it usually is. Global warming. We're going to talk to Pastor Lindsey Williams. Now, this is going to be interesting. You know, he has some inside scoop on the oil industry and the future of the economy and stuff. Cut through it because I want to get to the goody. Pastor Williams wrote the book, The Oil Non-Crisis, and he was a pastor on the Alaska Pipeline and made part of the inner sanctum, got to sit in on all the meetings with all the boys and got to know them well. And as time went on, they knew that they could count on him to relay what they told them and keep confidences. But they want to share, purge the soul, say what's coming, whatever the reason. And Pastor Williams has been able to stay in contact with some people that have some inside scoop. And they share with him a lot of accurate information. It's given him the reputation of being a soothsayer, you know, or a clairvoyant or crystal ball, or maybe he just knows somebody on the inside. So it's been amazing, his predictions. Well, I knew that we'd get to this oil spill thing going on in the Gulf sooner or later. I just like, you know, let's just go ahead and let things, you know, go out. Let's let the lamestream media, the media so last century, you know, just blah, 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 get done with their brainwashing thing. Sooner or later, we'd start finding out what's really going on. So who do I want to talk to? I want to talk to Pastor Lindsey Williams that knows some of the guys on the inside. I got you there, Pastor?
You sure do, Ernest, and I want to thank you for allowing me the privilege of being on your show today. And I want to say, to begin with, to everyone out there in the listening audience, this is going to be the most startling radio show that you have ever heard in your life.
Right up past the one that was yesterday. It's not as good as the one tomorrow. We're always giving them good ones, but yeah, I know you're gonna entertain us, but you need to inform us. This is important information, and it's time for you to guys, especially during the first break, yeah, call your neighbors and friends. Now, also on libertynewsradio.com, they have a really good archive system, and if you go to Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com. You'll see today's about within 15, 20 minutes after the end of the show, we'll have the archive of the program there too for you to be able to share the headline there. You can just send that URL to your friends and they can get all the information. So let's get down to it. In this first segment, we got about 7-8 minutes. In 7-8 minutes, man, scare us, Pastor. Let's do it.
Well, I'm just going to tell you the facts, and I'll let you determine according to the facts what you think for yourself. Because the facts, as of this point, as you've said, the national media said certain things, others have said certain things. We finally have come to the reality of what the truth is about the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. Let me begin, first of all, by going back a ways, because we have to give some background to this. The country of Russia, back about 2004, drilled the deepest oil wells ever drilled by human beings on the face of the earth. They called them Kola SG-3 wells. They went to 40,230 feet. No one had ever gone there before. And the Russians found massive amounts of crude oil, more than they ever expected. In fact, it caused the textbooks on crude oil to be rewritten because it positively is not a fossil fuel. It is being regenerated down in the heart of the earth by some chemical process that nobody yet knows what it is because they can't get down there to see it all. There is no shortage. There is no peak oil. And when Russia drilled down to that depth, they became one of the leading oil producers of the world, as you know today. Now, we come
now,
down
before you go
to
further,
right
Pastor,
now.
Pastor, before you go further, and I want to make sure people understand something to get kind of up to speed to what you're talking about. I've done shows on this before, and it's called abiotic oil. Is that right?
Yes.
And the abiotic oil, what it is, they were saying, oh, it's not decaying dinosaurs, okay? It is a byproduct of the mechanisms in our earth, in the crust, in the heat that's generated. It's hydrocarbons that are created as a side effect of how, you know, you got an iron core spinning, an electromagnetic field, you're turning things into whatever, here comes the oil. The reason that they did this is because they were finding that abandoned oil fields around the world, they'd go back to check with new technology, see if they can get some more oil, and they found that they filled back up. So they go, oh, now they didn't share this with everybody. Now, there has been books on it. Charles Goyette and I have done radio shows on this. We've had the guys on. So this is what Pastor Williams is talking about. You go down far enough, a lot of people, I mean, in the industry, they know that the oil is being recharged. It's coming back. It's a byproduct of our, of the earth. And I'm just a side effect. It's like a, you know, it's making more goodies. Okay, go ahead and go. I just want people to know that that's, you know, kind of common knowledge to people in the industry.
Now let's come down to the Gulf of Mexico, BP Oil Company. First of all, understand who BP is. They may be the largest oil company on the face of the earth, or at least they're the second largest oil company on the face of the earth. It is British Petroleum. They were the ones that produced one half of the North Slope oil field in Alaska, which is America's big oil field that I had the privilege of being on. And now, of course, they are recognized, I'm sure you'll recognize them as the British Crown. Now, BP goes into the Gulf of Mexico and attempts to do something very similar to what the Russians did. The only difference is the Russians had sense enough to go on land and attempt to drill to such phenomenal depths, not having the slightest idea what they were going to find. BP instead went to the Gulf of Mexico, one of the most horrendous mistakes that they could ever make. They went into water that was 5,000 feet deep. That meant that they didn't have to drill that 5,000 feet. They placed the platform up there, the casing on the bottom, and they went down somewhere in the neighborhood of 25, maybe 30,000 feet. Now, keep in mind that the Russians had gone down 40,230 feet on land. BP in the Gulf of Mexico went down to 25, 30,000 feet and hit something so catastrophic that it literally has bypassed everything that modern science could even contain or think of. And that's where we come to what is happening right now. The proof is out. There's no more doubt about what has been found. And, Ernest, the facts and figures I'm going to give today are going to be so catastrophic that I'm begging the people out there in your listening audience to please get a pencil or a paper, something to write with. You need to write these figures down because you're going to begin to hear them on the media that can't contain it any longer before very long. Now, I've done my homework on this. I have called some very knowledgeable people in the oil field. I talked just on yesterday with an individual in Alaska who helped produce the Prudhoe Bay oil field on the North Slope, and every one of them come to the basic same synopsis as to what has happened. So let me, if I can, attempt by going from this point and give the details. First of all,
well, let's go ahead and we're coming up about a minute from the break, so I don't want to get you too worked up here. We'll go ahead and get into the break and we'll go through this, but I can ask you a couple of questions in just a minute that we have here for this first segment. The people that you're going to be talking about, you're talking to, how do you know these people?
I know them personally. I know them well. I've spent days and hours and months and years with them. Many of you will remember from past times that I've been on the radio show, I had the privilege by the providence of God of being the chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline to the elite of the world and literally lived with the people that you hear about in the World Bank, the IMF, and the top oil company officials of the world for 3 years' time. They were not coming to my church. I was on their oil field. And in turn, they opened up and told me things. I watched things that very few people on the face of the earth ever knew. For instance, whenever an oil field on the north slope of Alaska, or I should say an oil well, was brought in, the very first two things that were done was that they would test the flow of oil from that particular well. And they'd give the flow rate for, say, 30 or 45 minutes.
I apologize, Pastor. We'll be right back with Pastor Lindsey Williams with Inside Knowledge. I told you I'd get you hooked up, okay? I'll make sure you know all what's going on from another perspective. Go ahead and call your friends. You know you're going to want them in on this. We'll be right back here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and Pastor Lindsey Williams in just a little bit.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. We got Pastor Lindsey Williams on. He's telling us what's up, because we need to know from the inside. I mean, I know blah, 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 blah. It's all very interesting. But if you got people that are in the industry that have personal friends, family, relatives, in-laws, what that are on out in the Gulf working for the companies that are responsible or at least involved in this and understand how the industry works, or they were even on the rig. So let's go ahead. I want you to finish your thought, Pastor Williams. The people you're talking about, how you knew these guys and became friends, and how they confide in you, and why. Who contacted who? Did they call you, or did you call them and said, hey, what's up with this Gulf of Mexico thing? How'd that work out?
Well, first of all, let me say that years ago, when I was a chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, they had never had a chaplain on a pipeline like that before. And I was treated quite different, actually allowed to sit in on board meetings, listen to things they had to say. And Ernest, it changed my life, because I realized that there actually are people on the face of the earth who control the world. And I want to say very emphatically to each of your listening audience out there, there is a group of people on the face of the earth who dictate to the president what to do, tell Congress what bills to pass, and control the currency of this country and your life. Now, let's go out to the Gulf of Mexico and see how all of this relates to you right now, today. And believe me, what you're going to hear is going to affect your life. BP basically did something. They were headed close to trying to do what the Russians did. They wanted to strike that mother lobe, so to speak, that one big oil pool that had made Russia one of the leading oil producers of the world. And so as a result, they went into the Gulf of Mexico to do it, which they never should have done. They started out in 5,000 feet water to drill. Then they went down off of a floating rig to 25,000 to 30,000 feet. They didn't have the slightest idea what they were going to hit. Now, I watched many oil wells brought in on the north slope of Alaska. And I remember the first thing that was always done was they would release some oil from the strata, and at that point they would check the flow rate of the oil. In other words, how many barrels per hour was that oil well going to bring in? There was a second thing that every oil well I ever saw brought in, they would do, and they have never done that in the Gulf of Mexico, and this is so significant, and I hope, folks, that you'll do some investigating on your own in this. The very second thing that they did with every oil well I ever saw them bring in on America's big oil field on the North Slope of Alaska was to give a well head pressure. That means how many pounds of pressure, artesian pressure, is this oil coming out of the ground? They have never given that for the Gulf of Mexico oil spill, and there is a reason why. Because BP went to the very edge of human technology. They had tried something that no one has ever done like this before. They hit a pocket of oil that had such high pressure that it literally burst every safety valve, every method that they had of stopping it. The pressure behind this oil was so high that it destroyed the maximum efforts of human science to contain it and literally blew that thing out of the bottom of the ocean. And the estimates that I'm hearing from knowledgeable oil sources, for instance, day before yesterday, I contacted one man who had drilled all across South America and Central America. He had drilled in the Arabian countries in numerous different places. And he said, Chaplain, there is no telling what the pressure of that oil was. He said the pressure of that oil may have been 100 to 200,000 pounds. He said there's no telling what it was. And he said, in my estimation, it literally has blown everything out of the bottom of the ocean. Then a second oil person that I talked with on just yesterday, who is in Alaska, who has associates with BP. Now, this you're going to find very startling. I hope you're taking notes. Folks, please get those pens and pencils and paper. You need it. And this individual said to me, he said, what happened was that on every well, there is what is called a fail-safe valve. That is the final method of stopping oil flow if everything else fails. Now, he said that fail-safe valve was there in place, but he said it was damaged. Now, this has never come out on the media yet. You're going to hear it at some point. They can't contain it, but just so long. There were two men on the BP rig prior to the release or the actually hitting of that strata of oil that brought in this phenomenal amount of pressure. There were two men standing there talking. Another man overheard them who is an associate with the people that I talked with on yesterday. And one of the workers said to the manager of the rig, the fail-safe valve has been damaged. He said, you need to replace it before you go any further and release this pressure and the oil. The man said, never mind. We're not going to take the time. Let's go with it. The man said, you shouldn't do that. He did. And as a result, Ernest, it literally blew everything out of the water, blew up the rig, and caused the most monstrous oil spill that America's ever known. Maybe the world will know before it's all over with. And there's somewhere in the neighborhood of 4 million gallons of oil per day going into the Gulf of Mexico. This should have never happened. It is totally uncalled for. It did not happen by design. This was something that happened by chance. Don't let anybody tell you this is a conspiracy. It positively is not. I have talked with too many oil people who are in contact with these people. BP did not know what they had hit. They had not the slightest idea of the pressures that were on that until they actually brought the oil in. And when they did, it is now reported that there are spouts, oil spouts, that have appeared in numerous spots, some as far as 5 miles apart, on the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico, and they say the only way they can ever possibly even hope to stop it is with a nuclear device, and I would imagine that's true. Time will tell whether that be the case or not, but as one oil person told me on yesterday, he said, if they use a nuclear device in order to attempt to stop the flow of this oil, he said they may make it worse because that strata is already fractured. And he said if they fracture it further, the consequences could be so phenomenal that literally it could cause the evacuation of Florida and all of the Gulf Coast waters and states. Now, Ernest, I've got to tell you what happened just this morning. And all of you, you're the first people to ever get this. Literally. I mean, this only came out a few minutes ago.
Okay, you got about a minute and a half, so don't leave us hanging too much.
I can't begin this in a minute and a half.
Okay,
I'll
write it down because I don't want
else and then come back to it.
Please.
What I'm going to beg you people to do is, everybody out there in that listening audience right now, you're getting something right now that has never even hit the newspapers yet. You're going to see it in the next few days. It hasn't even hit the national media yet. I only got it a few minutes ago right from the source. You must, you positively must get a pencil and piece of paper and write these figures down in a few moments from the Environmental Protection Agency. And they have just announced within the last hour some things that are going to be so startling to you that it literally is going to shake you. Now, get your pencils and paper, and when we come back in a few minutes, I'm going to read these off to you, and you're going to realize that we are in the midst of a situation that is so drastic that definitely you need to listen to the rest of this broadcast today, and don't you turn this program off, because it is going to affect your lifestyle.
Whoa, man, did I hook you guys up? Well, go ahead and get out your pens and paper, get ready, and then, of course, you know, we're tracking it on Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com, because we try and know the truth. We'll be right back.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Oh, we got some news for you today. You know, this is, Pastor Lindsey Williams is going to hook us up with what's going on behind the scenes, behind the headlines, behind the lamestream media, the media that's so last century that's there to, I'm not really sure what they are there to do. They're not there to tell us the truth and let us prepare for it. And we got some major, major, oh my goodness stuff going on. I lived in Florida till I was 12. I was a kid, used to go to the beach a lot, and I used to, snorkel at the, in the Keys. My father was a private pilot, and we would fly down to what's called Marathon Key, a little wide spot they put a runway on, fly down there, and they would bring me down, I was like 11, 12 years old, and my job was to catch tropical fish to sell to pay for the gas to get back. Yeah, let's bring a scooter down there. Yeah, that was my nickname. Don't even start. So we go down there and I catch a tropical fish. And I tell you, there is a stream, a current that comes around from the Gulf of Mexico that pulls it back down around the tip of Florida and into the Gulf Stream. And this oil is already starting to get into that. This oil goes across the Keys and all those coral reefs and all that stuff there. Catastrophic damage to beauty, and it looks like there's no stopping the oil. And you sit there and you take a last ditch effort, you know, let's go ahead and, you know, put a nuke down there and kind of, you know, I don't know, jumble up all the rocks and kind of seal it maybe or so on, or it could blow the whole thing open. And I seen a blowout before. A lot of people there, I don't know if they're showing it on the news or so. We had it on Freedom's Phoenix when this first happened off the coast. I think it was Vietnam. And it's just this big bubbling, you know, couple of football fields wide area of just gushing up oil, just coming up until it runs out. And I'm going, we're in big heap trouble. Now, what's the Pastor Williams tell us the big, big news you got this morning? What's up, man?
Well, this is the Gulf of Mexico. This affects the life of everybody in the southeastern United States of America. You're talking about Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, pretty close to Georgia, all of Florida. Now, this was just given, and I'm going to take my time on this because you've got to write these down. This was given only within the past 30 to 45 minutes by the Environmental Protection Agency. They have gone to the Gulf area, to the area that borders on the coast and out in the water, and they have tested the air. Folks, this is going to start. This is today. This is not last week. This is not a prediction of next month. This is reality. This is today. The Environmental Protection Agency of the United States government has just announced, are you ready? Here goes, volatile organic compounds in the air in the Gulf. This has never been given before. Nobody's ever seen this. Nobody's ever tested it and proven it so that you can say it came right from the federal government. And the air quality, if you'd like to call it that, in that area is as follows. There are three items I'm going to give you to begin with. Please write these down. Hydrogen sulfide. Now, some of you who are chemists, you'll know very readily what this is. The safe level hydrogen sulfide, according to the Environmental Protection Agency, is 5 to 10 parts per billion. Did you get that now? Parts per billion. The safe level is 5 to 10. The tests that they have made within the past few days indicate a level currently of 1,200 parts per billion. Now, this was only given within the past 30 to 45 minutes. There's no way that the media can get around from talking about this whenever it's all down. Ready for the second item? The second item is benzene. It is toxic, deadly toxic. It is known to be a carcinogen. That means it forms cancer. You have never seen the like of sickness that you're going to see all over our coastal waters in the southern part of the United States of America. And can you imagine a hurricane catching this toxic material and taking it up through the center of the United States of America and off the East Coast? And we entered hurricane season June the 1st. Are you ready for these statistics? They should literally cause you to shake in your shoes. This is not Lindsey Williams talking. This is the government of the United States of America, the Environmental Protection Agency, and they just completed this within the past hour's time, giving these figures. Benzene level, toxic gas, safe level, 0 to 4 parts per billion. That's what they say is safe. Zero. That's how toxic this is. 0 to 4 parts per billion. Would you like to know what the test level currently is? Are you ready? Here goes. 3,000 parts per billion. Right now. All over the Gulf Coast. Out in the water. You ready for the third item? Then I'm going to quit. Because if I didn't, it'd scare the daylights out of you. Methylene chloride. Now, you chemists, you'll know exactly what these are. I could explain more about them, but I won't take the time because I've got too much more to say. Methylene chloride, according to the Environmental Protection Agency, the safe level is 61, that's 61 parts per billion. The test level currently in the Gulf of Mexico and along the Gulf states is 3,000 to 3,400 parts per billion. Folks, are you being moved yet? And this is not some kook from the North Slope of Alaska, some chaplain that doesn't know what he's talking about. These were issued by the Environmental Protection Agency within the past hour's time. You'll probably find it out there on your internet also if you want to go there after the program and prove me right. Do you realize this is toxic? This is flammable. And a hurricane. And in Florida alone, there are 20 million people. And there are only two highways out of that state. Folks, are you getting this? There are two interstate highways that lead out of the state of Florida. You can't go east. You can't go west. You can't go south. You can only go one way, and you can go north.
As I'm looking this stuff up, since the 20th, we had a story where they were warning of this on Freedom's Phoenix, over a week ago. And now we got, this is a story from yesterday. As of Saturday afternoon, May 29th, 10 oil spill cleanup workers have been admitted to West Jefferson Medical Center in Marengo, Louisiana. All but two have been hospitalized, suffering from chest pains, dizziness, headaches, and nausea. One crew member admitted on the 29th had fallen and hit his head on a stair after a wave mixed with oil had washed onto a deck. Hospital spokesperson Alonzo told me the other who was working called an oil rig was suffering from hypertension, yada, yada, yada. They went on to, they start off in the first couple of paragraphs, well, it was kind of, he fell down because of the fumes. and he went down the stairs because of the fumes. And then they go on to say how these guys are being polluted, that they are really starting to suffer respiratory problems, circulation problems, the skin rashes. It goes on and on and on. And it's this stuff that's being pumped into the Gulf is toxic. Now, what they're also talking about is that, well, we may have to use, you put in EPA and oil spill and benzene and all this stuff, and they're talking about it's so bad that they're looking to approve other poisons to disperse the oil to try and make it to where it gets broken up enough so that natural organisms can start breaking it down. In fact, they have other powders and live bacteria that they can put on it that kind of eat at it too, but it's so immense. There's so much of this stuff. Within half a day, they run out of it anyway. So this is, I don't know what else they're going to be able to do, Pastor. It seems like they have more, they give you the impression that it's one oil hole that has a pipe that has leaks in that pipe that's laying across the bottom of the ocean. And that's not really what's going on. They have fractures in the earth where more places are coming up, right?
They have fissures in the earth as far as 5 miles away. This strata of oil that they have gone into is so catastrophic in its immensity as far as pressure is concerned. Folks, you're looking at something here that is going to shatter the economy of the United States of America. Now, we need a man with some backbone in the presidency of the United States. We've got a 13-year-old adult up there trying to be the president of the United States of America, and he's able to do nothing. The Environmental Protection Agency finally comes out with these figures along with some others. If they shouldn't be so, you know, if I was a resident in the state of Florida right now, I'd be taking some very positive actions. Or anywhere along the Gulf Coast, we're facing some things here that America has never come in contact with before.
And this is what we're looking at right now. We have, if you do a search on Freedom's Phoenix, we covered this. There was a bunch of this stuff about the threats of the pollution, the benzene, a lot of the carcinogens and everything. We were talking about this 3-4 weeks ago, and then it stopped. No news whatsoever, anything. It's like they scrubbed the internet of any environmental problems, but it's starting to come out now.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Oh, welcome back to Declare Your Independence. I'm glad we had this opportunity to share with you, because you need to know it's going to get a lot worse. There's no end in sight of this thing. And not only does the earth have an enormous amount of oil underneath that may be recharging. And that was one thing that started coming out about, I think, 5 years ago. We were starting to do this story when they had one side, they're talking about peak oil, peak oil, peak oil. Whenever you got something that comes out counter to keeping prices low, you know, they want to get them up. They'll start going, oh, peak oil. And I remember I had the guy, I think his name is Mike Rupert, on the show before. And I asked him in the show prep for Charles' show. I was talking to him and he'd written the book. And I asked him, I said, how do you know? You know, is there a dipstick somewhere you're putting down and said, oh, we're court low? I mean, how do you know this? And he goes, well, the Saudi Arabian government told me. I'm going, seriously? That's it? That's your reasoning? Is because an oil producing country told you they were running low? You don't got your own dipstick? Oh, man, you guys are killing me. At the same time, there's a book about abiotic oil. They were finding out that the drained oil fields from before, they just go back 20 years later and they're full again. And they're going, what the heck? You know, where's it? They're starting to find out that it is a byproduct of our crust, of the heat and pressures of the earth create hydrocarbons. Like, it creates a lot of stuff. You know, you got all kinds of chemicals and stuff that's a product of heat and pressure. Well, one of those things is hydrocarbons. It's hydrogen and carbon. It is oil. Petroleum is a side effect. And that's one thing that they were finding. I remember scientists, they would look at the crust in Europe to see where meteors had hit. And, you know, they'd have forests growing over. So before you had satellites, they couldn't really tell. And he's like, look, I can look at the geology of where meteors hit. And you got these fissures, these fractures in the crust and everything. Go drill over there. Go check over there and see if you don't find oil, hydrocarbon, petroleum. Yep, sure enough, there it is. And he's going, it is a byproduct of the crust. And some places it seeps up and gets through. So what did they find? They find a big giant, oh my goodness, part of that's not like an offshoot or a fissure that kind of leaks into a pocket or it's made its way up below the crust. You know, no, this is, they're getting down into the source. They're getting down into some of the good, deep, man. They tapped into the vein. They got an artery pumping here. It's like, you know, blood be spewing. So I'm going, you know, this is bad. This is a lot worse than they're telling you. And, you know, you think that, you know, it makes you wonder if there was a Republican president in office, if Democrats wouldn't be screaming a lot more. So I'm just, there's something else going on. So as bad as this is, Pastor, tell us, man, how are is the industry going to take advantage of this? Because, you know, they're not going to let a good crisis go to waste.
Well, I thank you so very much for asking that question, and I'd like the rest of the program to be able to answer it, because it'll take at least that much to do it. President Obama stated, we will hold BP, British Petroleum, responsible. Okay, let's go down to some facts and figures here now. This is history. BP makes, on the average, of $2 billion a month. That's their income. It, so far, they estimate that this oil spill alone, if it were cleaned up right now, if there's no more let out of the ground whatsoever, and if it's cleaned up right now, it would take $1 trillion as of right now to clean up what's already there. You're going to hold BP responsible for that and get them to pay it? Now, I'm going to tell you very privately, because I have been talking to the oil people in the last few days. Already, BP is talking about the possibility of going into receivership. They know that there's no way in this world they can do this. Now, do you know who is going to be held responsible for cleaning up that mess down there? Nobody but the taxpayer. Now, folks, I must come down to this. And please, I beg of you to write this number down. You have got to know what the elite have planned. Keep in mind that for the past 35 years, I've had some friends who are elitist. People that you would only know them if you went to very select groups, World Bank, IMF, whatever. But because of my being chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, I've kept in touch with them. And every time for the past 35 years, they have told me what was going to happen. It's happened exactly like they said it. And within the past 6 months, I have been in contact with some of these people, and they have told me everything that the elite have planned in 2010, this year. If you would like to know everything that's going to happen to you and to your dinner table and to your family in 2010, I have it on DVDs. That's correct. These are not home movies. These are professionally done in studio with multiple cameras. We have visual interpretations. You've never seen anything like it. And in a recent conversation, one of these individuals who is now 87 years of age, he's retired, and he said to me, Chaplain, I'm too old to care. It's almost as if he were confessing to me. He said, tell the world everything. And he went on to tell me everything that's going to happen in the world for the next 2 years. Did you get that correctly? Now, that was only 6 months ago, so you've got a year and a half. And if you want to know everything you're going to face, now, this in the Gulf of Mexico was not caused. I guarantee you, BP didn't do it intentionally. This was by accident. But the elite are going to use it to accomplish everything that they have told me they're going to do over the next 2 years' time. I beg of you, I'm doing something for you today that you cannot turn down. I want to give you 6 DVDs. I mean, I don't mean give them to you in the sense of that. We had a 3-DVD set. I'm going to give you that set free of charge when you buy what we normally would have as a 3-DVD set. You can get 6 DVDs, 8 hours of professionally done DVD viewing with multiple examples visually that you can see what's being done, and you can purchase them, all 6 of my DVDs, for what we used to sell 3 for. I cannot wait any longer. It's entitled The Elite Speak. Will you please write this down? The toll-free number is 888-799-6444. 1-1-1. You must know so that you can prepare. They will use this Gulf oil spill to fulfill all of these things. They will do it. Barring the divine intervention, it will happen. Please go on your internet to prophecyclub.com. Some of you don't like to talk to an American operator. Not a foreign one, by the way. We use only American operators. Go, if you will, to prophecyclub.com. That's prophecyclub.com. I beg of you, my DVDs are not copywritten. Did you hear that? I said not copywritten. You copy them, give them to everybody you can. They come in a beautiful color folder.
Pastor, I gave you a minute. You got a good commercial in there. I gave you all the time. Now, before we run out of time here, next few minutes, I want you to go ahead and tell me what we're looking at in the future. I mean, you got to give me a little bit. I'll let you go on for a good commercial like that. You got to give me a little something for the show, man.
Okay, here we go. Do you know how many prime ministers in the world have resigned since May the 29th? And I'm going to ask you the question before I ever give you their names. And you've heard of them. You just haven't put it together this way. You know why these people have resigned? There's not a one of them that want to face what they know is about to happen. On May the 29th, the Prime Minister of Nepal resigned. On May the 31st of this year, German. You know who he is. You know his name. He's been all over the news. May the 31st, he resigned. How about June the 1st? The Japanese Prime Minister resigned. The Prime Minister of the United Kingdom resigned within the past few days, and of Italy and of Belgium. Why do you think that all of these high officials who know everything that goes on in the Bilderbergers, everything that the elite are doing, why do you think that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 prime ministers have resigned their jobs? I'm talking about people who make millions per year. Why do you think they resigned in the past few days?
Because the ship is sinking.
Not a one of them want to face what they know is about to happen in the world.
The ship be a sinking, man. I get it. But this is just part of a much larger problem. And things come in threes. We got the economic collapse. Now we got an environmental collapse. You know, what are we going to get next? Extraterrestrial aliens landing? I mean, you know, it's going to... I tell you what we're going to come down to. It's going to come down to us relying on each other, you know, on ourselves, and quit looking at these guys. Because when it gets tough, they're going to do exactly what you're saying, man. They're bailing. They're going, oh, the ship be a sinking, rats are leaving. So, do you got any prediction for us, what we can look for in the next 12 months? You know, what's going to happen, something we'd be interested in?
I've not only got some predictions, I will tell you a sign that I was given recently by the elite.
Here we go.
Predictions are, within 2 years, you will not recognize America. This was told me 6 months ago. You'll hear it all explained in detail on my DVD set. After 2 years, you will be so poor, you'll not be able to do anything about it. By 2012, the dollar will be dead. I'm giving you some very quick predictions. We're about out of time. Within 2 years, nearly everyone will be working for the government. You've got to understand these things, folks. I'm giving you the sign now. Just recently, one of the elite, 87 years of age, he knows he's facing the graveyard. He probably would tell nobody but his chaplain. He said, watch crude oil prices and you will know the progression of the elite.
Pastor Lindsey Williams, I'll give you one more web address. You can give it out one more time. Go, man.
Prophecyclub.com or our toll-free number, 888-799-6111. Please call now for the sake of your own dinner table.
Yeah, well, we got some good information. Give you a little what for on the future. And one thing you need to be looking at is the poisoning of the Gulf states. Not only just the water, the air is coming. We have, the earth is fighting back. It's like the movie Avatar, except it's the earth itself. Oh, you can't be messing around too much. We'll talk about it more when we come back in the next hour.